This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Janelle Burley Hoffman is a Cape Cod mother of five with strong opinions about how to behave with technology. Today, the story of the little girl visiting relatives with her mom, who ran into not just a family gathering, but a gathering of electronics.
So this week I was teaching a parenting class, and one of the families brought up an interesting point that she was traveling across the country to see the in-laws and extended cousins. And when she got there, everybody was plugged into their devices, whether it was a DS for the kids to play or an iPad or phones. Adults and children were all totally engaged in their electronic devices and not really interacting with each other.
So the child in question, you're hearing from the parent, how old was their child?
Five.
Five. And so how did the kid feel?
Well, it was interesting because she felt that her daughter's behavior was terrible compared to normal because she was fighting to have a turn with some of these devices. And so this mom was really saying, how do I let my extended family know I want to see them? I want to talk. You know, how do we make beautiful memories when everybody's engaged in their electronic devices? You know, what's a tactful way to have that conversation?
Janelle, that's a toughie. That's like at Thanksgiving when you're trying to get your extended family not to talk about certain political subjects. I mean, this is very thorny.
It is, because you're basically questioning somebody's parenting style and drawing attention to that. So we talked about maybe emailing as a group, hey, can we have one screen-free day, which I'm comfortable doing because I can be kind of bossy, so I could say that to my family and they might go for it. But she talked about maybe bringing an activity, whether it was, okay, we're all going for a hike today, and suggesting that in advance. So it's a mutual decision and it's done in a respectful way, which allows everybody to kind of meet each other's needs.
And we're not talking about this too early. I know it's February, but come summertime, there's going to be a lot of extended families in houses trying to get along with smartphones and technology underfoot.
Absolutely, and multi-age and multi-generation. And so I think we all need to come to it with that wisdom of, I want to enjoy this time. Can we really just foster some storytelling and exercise, some outdoors? And can we make that a priority as a family? And I think that's vital as we raise this generation.
Janelle Burley Hoffman in Cape Cod. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.